From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A call in Brazil for a massive battle against the Zika virus. The explosion of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas has put governments in the region on alert and prompted an all-out war on mosquitoes in the region. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
The Zika outbreak comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the International Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world when visitors return home. Speaking late Thursday, President Dilma Rousseff called on all Brazilian society to collaborate in the fight against the mosquito that is spreading Zika.
The federal government guarantees all the resources for people to prevent and eliminate mosquitoes. We need the participation of society in what will be a continuous battle. We will mobilize our armed forces and all our officials. And the same will be done by the states and municipalities.
Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil, a condition that results in abnormally small heads and brains in newborns. There is no treatment for the condition. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Associated Press is reporting that the UN Syria envoy says he has good reason to believe that the main Syrian opposition group will join Geneva peace talks on Sunday. The indirect talks aimed at resolving Syria's five-year conflict began Friday at the UN headquarters in Geneva without the participation of the main opposition group. The talks are the first since two rounds of negotiations collapsed in 2014. Syria's conflict has killed more than 250,000 people, displaced millions, and sent hundreds of thousands as refugees to Europe. This is VOA News.